there is now.
And welcome to the SBK Crypto Podcast. 15 minutes of crypto fame.
My name's Charles Story. I will be your host in the next 15 minutes. We're coming live from the city of London, Shoreditch. So let's get down to business. The current market cap for the crypto space is $294 billion. This is something that we have been monitoring every single minute of every single day. We're waiting to pass that $300 billion handle for the market cap of the crypto space. I really believe a strong catalyst for this would be some positive stories coming out. As we all know, the market is extremely sentiment driven. So this is definitely going to be a catalyst to take us past that and take us to the $1 trillion market cap we are waiting for as crypto enthusiasts and investors. So let's break it down to what's been happening and where everything's trading. So Bitcoin's currently at $6,770. That's up 0.5% in the last 24 hours. We have Ethereum currently trading at $521. That's down 2% in the last 24 hours. You have EOS currently trading at $10.78. That's also down 2% in the last 24 hours. And while we're on the subject of EOS, I just want to make a quick point that the EOS mainnet just passed 300,000 blocks on its second day. So for comparison, Bitcoin was already 5 years old. Mt. Gox had already been shut down. Ethereum had already, it took Ethereum around 3 months to pass the 300,000 blocks. So I think this is a real awakening for people who are doubting or maybe be sitting on the sidelines on EOS, that this is real, this is happening, and it's about to take over. So that's really exciting. And it's funny that this is down 2%. But as we've spoke about before, and this is something that I see more and more, is the time delay between positive news and price reaction, I would say. If you look at a cash equities industry or the financial markets, you look at cash equities, it's pretty much instantaneous. With crypto, I mean, I've seen some stories take up to like 3 days to really make a difference to the price. And you're looking at it like, oh, is there something that I don't know? Is there a negative story that came out that's brought the price down? I mean, is there something, I must be missing something here. But, you know, 9 times out of 10, people just haven't really picked up on it as of yet, which is interesting. But it's something that happens time and time again. NEO is currently trading at $43.72. That's down 0.5%. NEO, solid buy at these current levels. But remember, this is not financial trading advice. This is just our in-house view. Let's have a look at some other stuff. I mean, Binance, the Binance coins is doing extremely well. Currently trading at $15.77. That's up 9% in the last 24 hours. Binance is going from strength to strength. The launching of their new fund. That's going to be interesting. And I'm sure that all the projects they invest in will be naturally listed on Binance. So, that's a good position to be in, I'm sure. I want to give a big shout out to Loom Network. They're currently trading at 27 cents and they're up 40% in the last 24 hours. We're starting to see volume figures being picked back up, I would say, in the last kind of 24 hours. We're starting to see a lot of selling. I think the selling is kind of finishing up now. I think the 294, 295, 296 level is a comfortable one at the minute for the crypto space, but I'm starting to see volumes picking back up in a lot of the major, well, the top five, top 10 assets out there. We're anticipating a bit of a breakthrough to be taking place in the next week, probably the next couple of days. But I mean, I don't really want to put my name down to that, because anything can happen in crypto, as we all know. Something that happened today in the UK, or especially London, is the FCA wrote a letter to all bank CEOs regarding cryptocurrencies. And this is an extract from the letter, and this is what it says. There are many non-criminal motives for using crypto assets. These include using them as high-risk speculative investments or as a means of funding innovative technological developments. However, this class of product can be abused because it offers potential anonymity and the ability to move money between countries. Because of this, firms should assess the risks posed by a customer whose wealth or funds derive from the sale of crypto assets, or other crypto assets. Related activities using the same criteria that would be applied to other sources of wealth or funds. For example, in the case of retail clients, the criteria they would apply to a property transaction, inheritance, or sale of a valuable artwork or car. One way crypto assets differ from other sources of wealth is that the evidence trail behind transactions may be weaker. This does not justify applying a different evidential test on the source of wealth, and we expect firms to exercise particular care in these cases. So that's really interesting. For those who don't know, the FCA is the Financial Conduct Authority. It's a regulatory body in the UK that monitors all the banks, all the financial services, and that the UK version of the SEC. The SEC and the FCA are famous for being very strict. Obviously, London is a massive financial player, and a tough regulator needs to be in the mix of that. So the FCA hasn't really come out yet on the crypto space itself, but it's interesting that they've issued this letter to the CEOs of big banks that are operating in London and the UK. And I mean, it's not exactly negative. It's not really positive. It's just kind of warning banks of the wealth people have created for themselves via cryptocurrencies or crypto assets. However you frame them, I think crypto assets is the more institutional term that's being used now, especially when you see news articles coming out, the Wall Street Journal or Reuters. They always use the term crypto assets rather than cryptocurrencies, which is cool, fine, whatever. But I think it's positive that they're viewing this. I mean, they haven't publicly really said if their views on cryptocurrency as of yet, and that's something we're waiting for, being based here in the UK. But it's very exciting, and it's definitely something we're monitoring at the minute. And every announcement that comes out from the FCA, we take great care and we read through it. We have to make sure that we're on our game and we understand what's going on our home turf. One of the big stories that I've been circulating the last 12 hours was the fact that Ethereum Classic has just been announced to be listed on Coinbase. On the back of this, the price jumped 25%. So American cryptocurrency exchange Coinbase announced basically last night that they were going to support Ethereum Classic on their platform. So on the back of that, the price jumped 25%. I don't think many people really expected that. I think that a lot of people were expecting Ripple to be announced. Ripple's price, I mean, there's been so many rumors out there on the fact that Ripple's going to be listed on Coinbase. Another one was, I remember another big rumor going out there was, 0x to be listed on Coinbase. I remember that was another big story, big rumor, if you like, because a lot of the ex-employees of Coinbase started working with 0x, and some of the advisors from Coinbase were also advisors for 0x, and that became like a whole thing, and the price moved to the upside, but we didn't see any fruition on the back of that, which was interesting. But Ethereum Classic has been launched, it's been announced, it's going to be happening in the next couple of days, I believe. So that's going to be interesting. But I mean, Ethereum Classic itself is, you know, the original Ethereum. Obviously, it forked to Ethereum, and they gave the ability for smart contracts, and this was a big thing back in, I think it was early 2016. But I mean, you know, the question is, what's going to be listed next on Coinbase? You have enormous volumes that go via Coinbase or through those guys, and any listing that goes onto Coinbase is, you know, something that's been around for a while, that's been battle tested, I think is the key word there, that's been, you know, it's been in the community for a while, it's got general consensus, generally a massive community as well. Is Ripple something that really fits that description? I'm not so sure. So we'll have to wait and see what happens there and what Coinbase lists next, but I know we're going to be waiting in anticipation for that. A story that really caught our attention today at SVK Crypto was the fact that Malta, according to a new study conducted by Morgan Stanley, Malta actually now accounts for the largest share of cryptocurrency trading volume in the world due to its lax regulations or lack of in the space. I think one of the main catalysts behind this was definitely Binance moving over there and boosting the volumes up massively. But I think it's interesting to see how that works, and I think it's interesting to see how in the next couple of weeks or months, if we're going to see more projects going over there, because I speak to a lot of projects on a daily basis, and I think Malta is a bit of a gray area for most. I think that projects coming out would rather be based in maybe Zug or based in Singapore. I mean, there's a few other places a little bit more developed, but I guess for a large exchange like Binance and some of the other ones that are based there, all they really care about is the lack of regulations and also the fact that it's low tax as well. It gives them the ability to do what they do best and for no one to be bugging them at all. So I guess it's kind of, it's an interesting place, Malta, but I don't think we're going to be seeing lots of ICOs coming out of there anytime soon. Wells Fargo, just to kind of add on to that, which is a large bank in the States, has just today banned customers from buying crypto with their credit cards. Which is huge. And you have to look, where would they be buying crypto, their credit cards? Well, they'd probably be buying on Coinbase, most likely. So I think Coinbase itself, you know, was like the big exchange out there. I think Binance has really taken that over. But Coinbase itself, I think it's really going to struggle, because the more people get up to speed of what's happening in the space, you know, the more they're going to get into these new exchanges coming out. And once you have crypto, you don't really deal with Coinbase. So I'm sure there's going to be new facilities or new ways to actually exchange fiat into crypto and for that to be a clean through process. At the minute, I'd say Coinbase is probably easiest to use for a newbie, let's say, in the space. But I think this is really going to change in the next couple of years. And I, you know, Coinbase's valuation is astronomical. And maybe it's a little bit overvalued for now, but I think that's just the general space and the general consensus at the minute in the crypto space. So before I wrap this up tonight, I just want to talk about our event that's happening on June 19th. So for this event, we decided as a group at SVK Crypto to do something a little bit different. So I reached out to Rong. Rong is the CEO of Elastos, and he's going to be flying in himself, his head developer, by the name of Kevin Zhang, and Elastos is going to be doing an event with us. So that's going to be taking place at WeWork Moorgate, Tuesday, June 19th. You're going to have Shane speaking, Shane Kehoe, the co-founder of SVK Crypto, Rong Chen, CEO of Elastos, Kevin Zhang, head developer at Elastos, myself, Charles Story, I'll be speaking, and we're going to be talking a little bit about who SVK Crypto are, kind of bringing people up to speed. We're going to be doing that for kind of 5-10 minutes, our view on the market. And then Rong's going to be speaking about Elastos, the story, the journey, what they're currently doing at the minute, the inside scoop. And then Kevin is going to be breaking it down the tech and what they're doing at the minute, because they're doing some really, really exciting things. So that's what's happening June 19th. If you're in London, please let me know. Everyone is welcome. It's a community event. We look forward to seeing everyone there. Let's do this. Let's make it happen. That's a wrap. I got to bounce. Have a phenomenal evening. And remember, as always, to check out our socials. Hit us up on Telegram, SVK Space Crowd. Send us an email or send me an email, cstory@svkcrypto, C-S-T-O-R-R-Y at svkcrypto.com. And join our... tweet us at @svk_crypto. That's a wrap. I gotta bounce. Have a phenomenal evening.
You've been listening to an SVK Crypto podcast original. Follow us on Twitter at @svk_crypto. Email us on cstory@svkcrypto.com. Leave us a message on our website, www.svkcrypto.com.